Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. People can sin in so many different ways. All of us are tempted to sin in a variety of ways by the devil and his servants. But many have not considered so much the sin of negligence. And negligence is one of the more prominently committed sins in our time. It's a sin that can absolutely sap the life out of a church, and it can also be a very great hindrance in a daily life of an individual. We read, and reading from the American Standard Version, "Cursed be he that doeth the word of the Lord deceitfully," which means negligently. "And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood," Jeremiah 48 and verse 10. Now the Hebrew writer asks the question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Can't you see that neglect is something that is deadly and detrimental to mankind? Timothy was admonished by Paul, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee," 1 Timothy 4 and verse 14. So let us all be ready to admit, at least, that neglect can be damaging, and it's one of the things that all of us are very much subject to committing. Now, to be guilty of negligence is really to be guilty of a carelessness of the worst kind, because it means to omit what ought to be done. It's not doing what we should be doing. It's showing a disregard for what is needful, and it is slighting and leaving undone even that which God expects. Now, we neglect many things as we live in our day-to-day secular life, but neglect in the things that pertain to God? Friend, that is a most serious matter. And the matter under consideration is precisely what James was writing about when he said, "To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Now, we must first be aroused to accept the possibility that we can neglect our duty. Now, a lot of people would deny that they ever do that, but that's not reality. We must appreciate the seriousness of neglecting to do the things that ought to be done. You know, when a soldier neglects his duty, he is severely punished. And we're in the army of the Lord. We have serious duties, and our duties are of eternal consequence. This doesn't pertain to just this life. And while we pray for the Lord to forgive us of our sins that we commit when we do the things that are wrong, we commit error, what about the sins of omission? We may pray in vain if we deliberately repeat the sin of neglect, making no effort to do what we know we ought to have done. And those who believe in Christ, and they know their responsibility of obedience to the commands of Christ, but neglect to do them, do you think that that can be just lightly overlooked? No, the Scriptures warn the Christian to be doers of the word, does it not? Not merely hearers of the word. James 1 and verse 22. Friend, we need to be impressed with the danger of neglect. We likely do not consider neglect dangerous in some matters, but have we not realized the danger of neglect in spiritual matters? Oh, that is far more serious. But consider some of the things where we neglect today, and it's to our harm. We know we ought not neglect our health, and we're constantly being encouraged to have checkups, and many are faithful in doing that. And when we get sick, we do not neglect treatment lest that illness get out of hand. And a forest ranger, he would be punished. In fact, he would lose his job if he saw a small fowl in the woods but neglected to report it where it could be extinguished before it burned down the whole forest? Now, if duty is neglected, there will come a time when it's too late for it to be corrected. To postpone repair, for instance, of the brakes of your car, if you do that for too long, you may well cause an accident that you can't undo. And how many parents have seen their sons maybe sentenced by a judge to imprisonment or worse, who cry, "What did I do wrong?" Well, very likely in many situations, it's not what the parents did that was wrong. It's what they failed to do that they ought to have done. They neglected a responsibility that they had on behalf of the child. A preacher once told me of some parents who were distressed that their children had no concern for the church. Well, that ought to distress any Christian parent, because they want their children to love the body of Christ. And they said they never cursed before their children. They didn't lie to their children. The parents minded their own business. They were never in trouble with civil authorities. But further investigation also showed that they seldom led their children in the right direction that they ought to have gone. They didn't know where their children were. They didn't know who their friends were. They did not pray at home. They did not worship faithfully together. They neglected teaching their children the Word of God. Well, what can you expect? What they did not do was fine in the things that were wrong as far as it went, but that didn't go far enough. They neglected doing the things that were needful. Now, that's the point I want to get across in this brief lesson today. There are things that we need to do. And one of the greatest neglects of our nation is the parental neglect and the absence of spiritual guidance in the home. We have been told that almost half of the children in our nation are not receiving any kind of real spiritual instruction. Parental neglect is one of the prime causes of juvenile delinquency. And another cause, and many people won't like this, but it's mothers away from home, attending to everything except the home and to the family. Oh, they're busy with a job, they're busy with a career, they're busy flitting about here and there and yon. Children are left without parental guidance and without sufficient parental love. The generation of children being reared by babysitters and daycare nurseries, while the parents are going about doing their own thing, why, it's just about wrecked the moral level of society. Babysitting is not wrong, of course, not in and of itself, but when it's overused, it is abused. The evil rises out of the wilderness of some parents to turn their God-given duty over to somebody else. A juvenile judge once reported to people that 8 out of 10,000 cases that appeared before him, less than 20 regularly attended Bible study classes with their parents. In fact, only 3 were in trouble if they came from homes where both parents and the entire family regularly attended Bible study and worship. In an age that's so provoked and seduced to sin, why is it that parents cannot see that their children need to have their guidance and not be neglectful of those things? Why do they close their stubborn eyes to what is so obvious? They are failing to do what they need to do in the spiritual training of their children. Which do you consider to be the worst? Here's a farmer who takes a hammer, and he destroys a piece of machinery. And here's another, he wouldn't take his hammer, and he wouldn't hammer on it and destroy it. He just simply leaves it out in the elements and allows it to rust to where it won't work anymore. Do not both accomplish the same destruction? Is a parent less guilty who would murder a child as one who would neglect the child and let that child starve to death? Do not we see how damaging neglect can be, dear friend? Now, God's attitude nor neglect is quite evident from the passages that we read at the start of our lesson. When Israel neglected their worship and their sacrifices and their feasts and their tithes, God allowed the enemy nations to overpower them. And the parable of the talents is an outstanding teaching against neglect. The servant that was so sorely rebuked had committed no transgression as far as doing what he ought not do. He was guilty of not doing what he ought to have done. Therefore, he was called a wicked and slothful servant, and he had the talent that he had taken away from him and given to another. You consider the foolish virgins in that same 25th chapter of Matthew. They did not curse the bridegroom. No sin of commission was laid to their charge. They simply neglected to make adequate preparation, and in their haste they tried to catch up, but they were excluded from the feast. One of the most striking examples, I suppose, of the judgment scene in Matthew chapter 25 were those that heard the welcome of the Lord and said, "Enter thou into the joy of the Lord," and then there were those that said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Why were they said to depart? They were not accused of theft. They were not accused of adultery. They were not guilty of lying, as far as we know. They had simply neglected to do what they ought to have done in their duty of Christian service and Christian living. Now, there's likely not one of us that cannot relate to this lesson and make it applicable. Have we pursued our Bible study as we ought? Are we faithful in worship as we ought, or are we negligent in that particular matter? Have we neglected the righteous management of our homes and the training of our young and teaching them the things that they need to know before God? Are there good deeds that maybe we've planned to do, but we've shoved into the background and neglected them so long we are guilty of neglect? And what of the sorrowing neighbor? Oh, we plan to offer words of comfort and sympathy, but we just haven't done it yet. We've been negligent about it. And why do we make the visiting the sick and the elderly and the unfaithful brother or sister put that off as if it doesn't matter? So many of us neglectful of the duties and the things that we can do that would be the benefit of others and to the glory of God. Is it not true that we really have more opportunities to do good and bring glory to the name of God than we ever use? And maybe the reason we don't use them, why we simply neglect to do it. For one excuse or another, we persist in that neglect. This can be a disaster for us as well as for others. Friend, let us be persuaded so that we will not neglect salvation. Now, we can't earn salvation. We can't work our way to heaven, not apart from the grace of God and the blood of Christ. But we are expected to do certain things. And how can we expect to see God in all of His glory if we content ourselves to simply disobey through neglect? You see, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, the Holy Spirit, through James, says, that's sin. How many of us are guilty of the curse of negligence? This is a burning fire. Until next time.